I like things my way. My coffee, my schedule, and my treatment. So I talked to my doctor about self-injecting with the VivGuard Hytrulo prefilled syringe, which contains efgartigimod alpha and hyaluronidase QVFC. It's injected under your skin, subcutaneously. It means I can inject in my space, on my time. It's my treatment, my way. Visit VivGuardMyWay.com. That's V-Y-V-G-A-R-T MyWay.com. And talk to your doctor about VivGuard Hytrulo, brought to you by Argenix.
Ready to put a little spin on your day? Then check out Chumba Casino's new online social casino game, Ryan Seacrest 10K Ways. It's free and packed with 10,000 ways to play, only at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. For years, Chumba's been setting the bar for online social casino fun, and it just keeps getting better with new games released every week and daily bonuses to collect. The fun never stops. So claim your welcome bonus now at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Midnight has passed, and in the stillness of these hours, the hauntings are never silent. This is Real Ghost Stories Online. After midnight.
The house wasn't new, but it wasn't old enough to come with any kind of history people talked about. It sat in a quiet neighborhood outside the center of the city, surrounded by similar homes that had all gone up around the same time. Nothing about it stood out, and that was part of the appeal. It felt stable, predictable. The kind of place where things worked the way they were supposed to. For them, that was enough. They had moved in during the late spring, just as the weather started to turn, and within a few weeks, the house had already settled into something that felt familiar. The kids had their rooms upstairs, the living room stayed cluttered, in the way living rooms tend to when people actually use them, and the kitchen slowly became the center of everything without either of them really noticing when that shift happened. There wasn't anything unusual about the place, so at least not at first. He had a few days off in a row not long after they moved in, and like most people with unexpected time at home, he filled it the easiest way possible. Television in the background, phone in hand, moving from one thing to the next without much thought. At some point that afternoon, he landed on a string of shows about paranormal investigations. It wasn't something he normally paid attention to, but it held his interest just enough to keep it on. It all felt harmless. Half entertainment, half curiosity. By the time the third episode had started, he had already convinced himself it might be worth trying. Not because he believed anything would happen, but because there was nothing else to do. The house was quiet, his wife was at work, and the kids were still at school. It felt like the kind of moment where nothing mattered one way or the other. He opened the voice recorder, held it out in front of him, and asked a question. It felt a little ridiculous, even as he did it. He waited a few seconds, then asked another. Something simple, something vague, the kind of questions he had just watched other people ask on television. After that, he let the recording run for a little longer before stopping it. The whole thing lasted less than a minute. He didn't expect anything. When he played it back, he almost didn't listen all the way through. It started exactly the way it should have, just the sound of his own voice in a quiet house. There was a slight shift in background noise he didn't remember hearing at the time, but it was easy to ignore. Phones picked up things like that all the time. Then he reached the last question. He had asked for a name. There was a pause, and then something answered. It wasn't loud. It wasn't clear in the way a normal voice would be. But it was there, layered underneath the silence, just distinct enough to separate itself from the background. Two words. Get out. He sat there for a second longer than he meant to, replaying it once, then again, each time expecting it to sound different, to fall apart into something explainable, if he listened closely enough. It didn't. The more he listened, the more certain it became that it wasn't something he had imagined. It didn't sound like him. It didn't sound like anything in the room. It didn't sound like interference or distortion. It sounded like a response. That was the part he couldn't quite shake. Not because it was threatening, but because it was direct. It answered the question in a way that made the whole thing feel less like background noise and more like something intentional. For the rest of the afternoon, he tried to treat it like a coincidence. He went back to what he had been doing, left the television on, moved through the house the way he normally would. But the recording stayed in the back of his mind, replaying itself whether he wanted it to or not. He mentioned it the same way someone might mention something odd they had noticed during the day, expecting her to either laugh it off or come up with a reasonable explanation. Instead, she didn't react at all at first. She listened to the recording once, then handed the phone back without asking to hear it again. That was what stood out. Not disbelief, not curiosity, just a quiet refusal to engage with it any further than she already had. She told him to stop messing with things like that, and it wasn't said sharply, and it wasn't framed as fear. It sounded more like a rule than a reaction. The kind of thing someone says because they've already decided it isn't worth testing. He tried to explain it away, saying it was probably just interference, something the phone picked up that didn't mean anything. But even as he said it, he could tell she wasn't interested in the explanation. She repeated herself once, a little more firmly this time. Just leave it alone. That should have been the end of it. For a day or two, it was. He didn't open the recording again. He didn't try to recreate it. The moment passed the way most strange things do, losing some of its weight as time moved forward and normal life filled in the space around it. But the curiosity didn't go away. If anything, it settled in more firmly. Not because of what the voice had said, but because it had said anything at all. That was what stayed with him, the idea that something had answered. A few nights later, when the house was quiet again, the thought came back in a way that was harder to ignore. It didn't feel like fear. It felt like unfinished business, like something that had been started without being fully understood. This time, he didn't do it alone. Her brother was visiting that week, and after the kids had gone to bed and the house had settled into that late-night quiet, the subject came up again. He mentioned the recording, played it once, and watched the reaction. It wasn't disbelief, it was interest. That was all it took. A few minutes later, they were standing in the living room with the phone in his hand again, the recorder open, the same quiet around them that had been there the first time. Only this time. It didn't feel like a joke. It felt like they were waiting for something. He started the recording. For a few seconds, neither of them said anything. Then his brother-in-law spoke first. The tone was different this time. Less careful, less uncertain. He asked questions more directly, pushing instead of waiting, as though expecting something to respond if it was challenged. The air in the room didn't change. Nothing moved. The house stayed exactly as it had been. After about 30 seconds, he stopped the recording. They stood there for a moment, neither of them saying anything, both of them focused on the phone in his hand. Then he hit play. The recording started the same way the first one had, just their own voices in a quiet room. Nothing unusual at first. The sound of shifting slightly, someone clearing their throat. The kind of background noise that always seemed louder on playback than it did in real time. For a few seconds, it felt like nothing had happened. Then his brother-in-law's voice came through again, sharper this time, more direct than before. He asked if anything was there, then followed it up almost immediately with another question, pushing harder, not waiting as long between them. Listening back, it was obvious how different the tone had been. Less curiosity, more challenge. They let the recording play without interrupting it. For a while, there was nothing. Just the same quiet, the same low hum of the house settling around them. It would have been easy to stop it there, to assume it had gone the same way as before, and leave it at that. Then, about halfway through, something changed. At first, it was easy to miss. A faint sound in the background, lower than their voices, almost blending into the silence. It wasn't clear enough to understand right away, just something that didn't belong there. He rewound it a few seconds and played it again. This time, they both heard it. A voice. Not loud, not clean, but clear enough that there was no question it wasn't part of the room. It didn't sound like either of them. It didn't sound like something coming from outside. It was just there, sitting underneath the recording like it had been part of it the entire time. They listened again, this time more carefully. His brother-in-law had asked if anything had happened in the house before they moved in. There was a short pause, then the voice came through. "Look what they did to me!" Neither of them said anything at first. He let the recording continue, but their attention stayed on that moment, the words repeating in their heads even as the rest of the audio played out. After a few seconds, his brother-in-law's voice came through again on the recording, louder now, more aggressive. He said something under his breath at the time, something meant to push for a reaction, though neither of them had thought much of it when they were standing there. Listening back, it felt different, because right after it, there was another sound, a short burst of something that almost sounded like a laugh. It was faint, but it was there, sitting just behind the silence, high enough that it didn't match the first voice at all. He stopped the recording. For a moment, neither of them moved. Then he replayed it from the beginning, the same voices, the same questions, and then, in the exact same place, the same response. "Look what they did to me." It didn't change. It didn't fade or distort or break apart the way something random would if it had been misheard the first time. It stayed consistent. They listened to it again, and then again. Each time it sounded exactly the same. After the third or fourth time, the room felt different. Not in a dramatic way. Nothing moved. Nothing shifted. But the quiet didn't feel empty anymore. It felt like something had been added to it. Something they hadn't noticed before and now couldn't ignore. His brother-in-law looked at him, then back at the phone. "That's not you," he said. He didn't answer right away. He didn't need to. They both knew it wasn't. That was the part that settled in the most. Not the words themselves, not even the tone, but the fact that there wasn't an easy way to explain where it had come from. Phones picked up interference sometimes. They caught distant conversations, background noise, things that didn't belong to the moment they were recorded in. But this didn't sound like that, and it sounded like it had been there in the room with them. He let the recording play through one more time, listening to the rest of it more carefully now. There were a few other sounds that stood out once he started paying attention. Something low and uneven after the laughter, almost like a voice trying to form words but not quite managing it. He stopped it again before it finished. Neither of them felt like they needed to hear it all the way through. For a few seconds, they just stood there, and his brother-in-law asked him to play that part again. He did. Same result, same words, same tone, and nothing changed. That was when it stopped feeling like something they had caught by accident. It felt intentional. They didn't record anything else that night. They didn't need to. Whatever curiosity had pushed them to try it again had already been answered. There wasn't anything left to test, nothing else they needed to ask. He saved the recording and set the phone down. For a while, they stayed in the living room talking about it in a low, careful way, like they were trying not to push too far into something they didn't fully understand. Eventually, his brother-in-law left, and the house settled back into its usual quiet. He didn't listen to the recording again that night, but he didn't delete it either. He didn't listen to the recording again until the next morning, and even then, he waited longer than he needed to before opening it, as if putting a little distance between himself and the night before might make it feel less clear. The house was quiet again, the same way it had been every other morning, and for a while it was easy to move through it without thinking about what they had heard. Eventually, he picked up his phone and played it. The beginning sounded exactly the same. Their voices came through clearly, followed by the pauses where they had waited for something to happen. And for a moment, it felt almost normal, like the recording had already started to lose its weight in the light of day. He let it play without skipping ahead, knowing exactly where the part was, but still letting it get there on its own. When it reached that point, nothing happened. The space where the voice had been was still there in the recording, but it was empty now. There was no second layer of sound, no faint response underneath the silence, just the same quiet that had filled the room when they were standing there. He let it keep playing a few seconds longer before stopping it, then dragged it back and listened again, this time paying closer attention to the exact moment where it should have come through. It didn't. He tried it a third time, adjusting the volume, holding the phone closer as if that might make a difference. The result was the same every time. The words they had both heard the night before weren't there anymore. For a while, he sat there without moving, trying to decide if there was a simple explanation he wasn't seeing. Files could get corrupted. Audio could glitch. Phones didn't always record things the way they seemed in the moment. All of that made sense in theory, but none of it matched what this felt like. Nothing about the file looked different. It had the same name, the same length, the same timestamp. There was no break in the audio, no sign that anything had been removed or altered. It had simply played through that moment as if nothing had ever been there to begin with. He connected the phone to his computer more out of habit than anything else and opened the recording again. It played the same way, with the same clean audio and the same empty space where the voice should have been. That was when it settled in. Not all at once, but steadily, in a way that didn't leave much room to argue with it. It hadn't been distorted, it hadn't been misheard, it had been there, and now it wasn't. He waited until she got home before saying anything, and when he did, he didn't try to explain it in detail, he just told her to listen. She stood next to him while it played, her attention fixed on the phone in the same way his had been earlier. When it reached that point, she didn't react right away. She let it go a few seconds longer, then looked at him, already knowing what he was going to say. "It's gone," he said. She nodded once, then asked him to play it again. He did. The result didn't change. They stood there for a moment after it finished, both of them aware of the same thing without needing to say it out loud. It wasn't confusion, and it wasn't disbelief. It was recognition. They both remembered it. Not just the words, but the way it had sounded, the tone, the exact place in the recording where it had come through. It wasn't vague or uncertain. It was specific enough that neither of them questioned whether it had actually happened. The only thing that had changed was the recording itself, and after that, there wasn't much left to do. He didn't try to record anything again, and she didn't ask him to. The curiosity that had started it had already run its course, and whatever had come from it didn't feel like something that needed to be pushed any further. A few days later, he deleted the rest of the files without thinking too much about it. It didn't feel like giving anything up. If anything, it felt like closing something that had already ended on its own. They stayed in the house for a while after that, long enough for things to settle back into something that felt mostly normal. The routines came back, the small distractions of daily life filling in the space where the experience had been. But every now and then, something would bring it back. A show in the background, a conversation that drifted too close to the subject. Even just seeing the recording app on his phone was enough to remind him of that moment, where the voice had been clear enough that neither of them questioned it. And every time it came up, it ended the same way. They would look at each other for a second, both of them thinking about it, both of them knowing exactly what had been there. And neither of them would say it out loud. Because whatever had been on that recording had already been heard, and whatever had taken it away hadn't left anything behind that needed to be explained.
Want more real ghost stories? Then press subscribe now, so you don't miss any of the multiple new ghost stories we drop for you every day. Only here at Real Ghost Stories Online.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here, and if you're looking for some serious fun, head over to ChumbaCasino.com. At ChumbaCasino, you can play all your favorite social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. It's the most fun you can have on your phone or computer.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Bubba Wallace here from 2311 Racing. You know what's slower than a pace car? Waiting at the car wash. That's when I fire up Chumba Casino. It turns those slow minutes into fast fun. With new games every week, you'll never get bored. Next time you're stuck in the slow lane, speed up with Chumba. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Bubba Wallace here from 2311 Racing. On the track, my car's look is everything. But today, I'm talking about more than just paint schemes. I'm talking about my favorite games at Chumba Casino. Check out exclusives like Stampede Fury and my own King Croc Fury. It's just as wild as my car looked in Texas. With over 200 games and new ones weekly, play for free at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Looking for a little Hollywood-style fun? Check out Ryan Seacrest's 10K Ways exclusively at Chumba Casino. There's 10,000 ways to play. Get spinning for free at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Looking for a little Hollywood-style fun? Check out Ryan Seacrest's 10K Ways exclusively at Chumba Casino. There's 10,000 ways to play. Get spinning for free at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Ryan Seacrest here, so every great barbecue takes a little patience. And while the food does its thing, you can enjoy a little Chumba Casino. The perfect recipe. Chumba Casino. Always good to have you back.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here, and I have discovered a fun new escape from the daily grind, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has hundreds of social casino-style games and it's all free to play anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So get to ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.